Welcome to the Jefferson County Podcast for the People. My name is Helen Hayes. I'm the Director of Public Information for Jefferson County. And today we are going to talk about a little something different. It's a new program that has just started for the county. It's the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. It's done with federal money, and we have all of our partners with us today. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Nathan, let's start with you.
Good morning. My name is Nathan Salter. I'm the Grants Administrator with Jefferson County in the Department of Community Services and Workforce Development that is overseeing and administering this program with our three partners here at the county.
All right. Urban League.
Hello, my name is Kelly Solomon. I serve as the Vice President of Programs and Operations for the Birmingham Urban League under the leadership of our President and CEO, Mr. William Barnes. We appreciate the partnership here with the county in being able to service the residents through this EREP program.
And Lisa.
Hi, I'm Lisa Isay. I'm the Executive Director of Bridge Ministries in Birmingham. We are also extremely grateful for this partnership. We have really been doing rental assistance for many, many years, but this is the first time we've been able to work with folks who we haven't had to maneuver their situation to fit what the funding is. Very often we have to turn people away because their situation doesn't quite fit the funding that we have, and this particular Treasury Department program is going to be wonderful because it speaks specifically to people impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, and it acknowledges in its writing what has happened to people and what their situations have been in the past year, and we can finally give them a chance to show us what's happening, work things out with their property owners or landlords and move forward with a much better footing than they would have been able to have before this program.
All right, great. We have one more partner with us.
Yeah, this is Kelly Gamble. I'm happy to be joined by Dr. Charlene Morton with Neighborhood Housing Services of Birmingham. I'm the executive director, and Dr. Morton is my Housing Council Services Manager. We're very excited to be a part of the ERAP program from Jefferson County and have some really solid partners like the Birmingham Urban League and Bridge Ministries. This particular allocation, especially with the eviction moratorium, the foreclosure moratorium expiring, you know, really kind of speaks to a growing backlog of need that's going to continue to hit people as we're coming out of the COVID-19 health pandemic.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being here today. Appreciate your time. Nathan, why don't you just give us a brief overview of what this program is?
So the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, you know, as some of the partners noted, was put out by the Department of Treasury. Jefferson County received about $13.5 million through this first allocation, and there's a second allocation expected later in this year. So this is going to be a service that's going to be able to assist our renters that have been impacted by COVID with a range of services from their rental arrears, utility arrears, energy cost, and the arrearages relating to those energy costs. And as we have seen a lot more remote work and remote learning, we can also help with things like internet cost and other housing related costs for our renters that have been impacted by COVID-19 and have found themselves behind on their bills.
Let's talk a little bit about each partner's about specifically. Lisa Bridge, you mentioned that you guys have been doing this type of assistance for a while, but what does this mean to your organization and how much more can you do with this?
It's really important because so many people have gotten further and further and further behind in the past year. And most of our grant programs are limited to only going back for a short period of time. But if you started to get in real trouble, mid last year, your situation is very likely beyond what we can help with. And as you know, when most people get to the point of being on the verge of eviction, often things have started rolling and you can't stop the process unless you're able to pay the entire amount due. And so if we can't help with the entire amount and the tenant can't help with the balance, very often it just rolls to the inevitable eviction point. And this, when landlords and tenants are working together and everything is in place to let them explain what's happening, we can actually stop that process. And even if there's already been a court document filed and there's been no eviction yet, we can actually have that point stopped right there and get things worked out. So it gives everybody time to explain and document what's really happening and catch people up so that they don't have to go to court and then face, you know, the next step, which is actual eviction. So it's going to be wonderful for a lot of people, I think.
And Helen, one of the things I wanted to highlight that Lisa's noted, as opposed to some of our other federal programs the county has been operating for, you know, over a decade for rental assistance, is this program has very limited caps. We're able to help with up to 12 months of rental arrearages. And if it's necessary to keep a household stable, we can even help with up to 3 months prospective or future rent and utility costs, which gives us a much greater leverage when we're dealing with these very, very large past due amounts that, I mean, are really unprecedented at this level.
And I know that, you know, we did a program this past year and Birmingham Urban League was a part of that. You guys were a part of that. How much of an ongoing problem are you guys seeing and the need out there?
So what we witnessed at the conclusion of 2020 was exactly what Lisa just spoke to a few moments ago. We were unable to make every client whole. So you had several families that had come to seek assistance with the Birmingham Urban League, many of which were unable to be helped just due to the fact that there was a limited amount of funding that was provided at that time. And as Lisa spoke to before, you know, the Urban League has been doing the housing work for many years. We've been in the Birmingham community for about 54 years, and housing has been at the staple of our agency. During that time, what you see is exactly what she said, the trend of not being able to keep the client in a progressive state, which is exactly, you know, why we're here to help. So in 2020, half of the clients that we had still had bills that were due. They still had situations that did not allow for them to be able to either return to work due to the remote learning with their children or due to, you know, still COVID cases still increasing at that time. So you had a lot of people that were still in need as we came over into 2021. So what I can see with this program is it allows us to be able to go back and to capture those clients who were already in distress 6 months ago, and then allows us to then bring them current. And then, as Nathan stated, to then propel them forward. Being that this program allows for 12 months of arrearages is really going to benefit the client, because when you think about when COVID-19 hit, we were just over a year ago. That's 12 months ago, a little 14 months ago at this time. So the time period in which the county has allowed for us to be able to cover during this time for the resident is actually impeccable. Being able to go back to catch them from where, you know, COVID-19 affected their lives, and then be able to put them in a position where they can sustain themselves. It's one thing when you can pay a client's bills. But when the client is still in a situation where they are underemployed or unemployed, then they still have to have basic necessities like housing and utilities for them to be able to live a sustainable life. The county allowing us to be able to do the 3 months ahead, What we've seen throughout this time is really going to be able to impact the clients holistically and will allow us to be able to propel each individual family forward to put them in a more economic, sustainable situation.
Talking about not being able to pay your bills is not something you really want to talk about. I mean, so people may not be comfortable talking with their friends that they can't pay their bills. How do people come to you to ask for this kind of assistance? We have an online portal that people can go to. Can people reach out to you and make an appointment to come in and talk to you as well?
I'm Dr. Charlena Morton. I'm the housing services manager here. And under normal circumstances, we are in a very happy state because our role, our primary role, is to help individuals to attain home ownership. So when we're thinking about putting someone in a home and helping them to sustain while they're in their home, that's one thing. But here we come upon this, this COVID, this pandemic that has just kind of taken the world on a major sweep. And wow, we're in a position now we need to help these people stay in even their apartments. This is huge. This has been breathtaking for most of us. And with that said, you know, trying to focus on keeping individuals and families in their homes and maintaining what we do on the norm, it's been a little bit of a challenge. But as a small, even being a small agency, as we have had the opportunity ourselves to participate in rental assistance, never utilities before. This will be our first run on utilities. But with the rental assistance that we've provided in Birmingham and Jefferson County, I would say that we've made very good use of the funds that we've had, but the resources were very, very limited, extremely limited. Jefferson County affords us the opportunity to do, I mean, some great work. I have to really ditto what Kelly said. It's like, oh my goodness, the opportunity to actually assist individuals in 12 months arrears and possibly 3 months forward. I mean, that is huge. So, you know, without saying, it is a difficult, you know, we have people all the time that we go to and say, can you tell your story about us assisting you in obtaining this home and, you know, living or achieving the American dream? Yeah, everybody is willing to talk about that. But when it comes to a position and people are in positions to have to share information about, hey, I had to actually ask for help to get my rent paid. And at the time, and we were only doing 1 month. So in most cases, we were getting calls about, hey, I'm 3 months behind. And it would take very strong relationships. We had to build relationships with landlords in order to, you know, let them know we're working with them on 1 month. And we've talked to them about them needing to, you know, find a second plan or a plan B to stay in their home. But the goal is not to have this family homeless. So with all of that said, we are super excited. Thank you for even allowing us to participate in such a program. I know, look, Kelly's over here eager to say something. Come on,
yeah.
Kelly.
Well, just real quick. Yeah, no problem. You know, as a HUD approved counseling agency, you know, part of what our obligation is to our clients is to maintain confidentiality. And we understand that it's difficult to talk about situations that are where, as Dr. Morton eloquently put it, where they have to express a need. And so, yes, they can give our office a call, 205-328-4292, and engage with us to, you know, set up an appointment if they needed to. We still have, you know, there are going to be temperature checks at the door. There are, you know, still hand sanitizer and there's still personal protective equipment that has to be worn during the course of that time. But yes, you know, we can certainly engage with folks so that as the need, as we have to meet folks where they are. And sometimes that's meeting them or having them come to our office where we are, where we're able to engage with them in a face-to-face. I think, you know, part of one of the pieces that we talked about was what our outreach plan was going to be. And I'm hopeful that, you know, as we're, as the program is officially launched, that, you know, we can begin to put some of those pieces into play. We've heard it several times on the radio. Mm-hmm. And we understand that those public service announcements are out there. But at the same time, you know, it's time to engage the faith-based community, you know, reach out to our partners at the Jefferson County Commission, reach out to some of the elected officials there so that we can ensure that we're touching as many people as we possibly can. Yep.
Great. Thank you, Nathan. So we've talked a little bit about people can apply. Let's walk through the specifics of, you said this program is very specific on the qualifications and who it can cover. I know it's an $11.5 million program that we're doing here between these agencies, but let's talk about what are the requirements. Can you briefly run this down?
Absolutely, Helen. So what we're looking at is the core thing is this is a program for renters. So the first thing we've got to be able to validate is that, you know, the household is obligated to pay rent on a residential unit within Jefferson County, but outside of the city of Birmingham, because our partners, the city of Birmingham, have this same program that they are doing for those citizens within the city limits. Additionally, it is for folks that are under 80% of area median income. So that's something that either through erap.jccal.org, that it'll help you get to that number, or in contacting one of our partners, they can help you better understand that. But the area median income is going to be $78,000 for a family of four. So we're talking about 80% of that. And so So we're looking at, you're a renter, you're at that 80% AMI, and that you can demonstrate a COVID impact. That COVID impact has put you at risk of experiencing homelessness or housing instability. And really what we're taking a look at there is, you know, as our partners have mentioned, it could be that you have been put in a place where your children are at home doing remote learning and they're not old enough to be home by themselves. So you've had to take additional time off. Maybe you've been caring for a loved one. Maybe your company had to close. You know, a lot of folks in the service industry had their doors shut initially. So companies that you may have been furloughed. So there's a variety of circumstances. And the bigger thing is our partners are working to try to help identify how COVID has impacted your specific circumstance. And when we're thinking about that housing instability, the fact that you have a past due bill that you cannot meet, that is creating housing instability. If you have rent that is past due and you have the inability to meet it, that's creating housing instability, because that means you're at a place where your landlord may be beginning eviction proceedings, or your utility provider may be shutting off your utilities shortly. And that's why we want to make sure and be able to intervene very early. Now, there's a variety of ways to meet those eligibility requirements, and that's where the erap.jccal.org goes through the specific documents and some examples of those documents, but also the partners can work with you through that, because we know there is a multitude of different situations, each unique, and each is going to have its own unique set of circumstances and documentation. And that's why, you know, we have these three excellent partners to be able to help walk, you know, the citizens of Jefferson County through trying to make sure and document that eligibility.
So that's fantastic. And we're going to put the website where people can apply and phone numbers in the show notes so that everybody will have those. They're also on our website, jccal.org, on the front page. There's an extensive FAQ. We've already been able to help some people, right?
We have.
Okay.
Yeah. We were very lucky, actually. Someone that had already come to us with a need, and the website wasn't even operational yet, but simultaneously with the website opening, they had called us and were in they had already had a court document filed and were on their way to being evicted, and were quite a bit behind, not a full 12 months, but certainly more than we could normally have assisted with. And we were able to contact the attorney, the property manager, get documentation from the tenant, which was actually much easier than she thought it would be. And it's settled. It's been taken out of the court system now. And we don't have to put her through that. And honestly, we don't have to put the landlord through it, because most landlords don't relish the idea of taking their tenants to court. It's expensive for them. It's unhappy. It's just a difficult thing, especially if you've tried to work with them over time. So this is really good for the property owners that have been hanging on, trying to help their tenants as well.
Yeah, I think the important thing to note here is that the money goes directly toward the landlord or directly toward the utility, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Before we wrap up here, any parting thoughts from our partners on this? Anything that you guys want to add?
One thing I would note, Helen, is while we're excited that we were able to serve the citizen that quickly, that's not always going to be the case, because while we work to ensure that this is the easiest program that we can have in place, there's some federal requirements we have to meet. And so this was a situation where the everything worked out to be able to do it very quickly. Generally, you know, we are looking for our partners. They're going to be intervening as quickly as they can, but that is, you know, that hinges on our citizens making sure they're getting the complete information, making sure that they're addressing the full story either through the web portal or to our partners, and then being able to be very responsive working with, because this is a program that does require both the citizen household, but also the landlord to be on board with the program. And so it is very important to note that we've got to have all those things in line. And this is why we decided to take a more hands-on approach by partnering with existing housing providers within the community that are used to those type of relationship building that allows us to have quick results and be able to answer questions so that we are able to stop as many evictions as possible as we see that CDC moratorium roll off.
Well, I really appreciate everybody's time today. Neighborhood Housing Services of Birmingham, Birmingham Urban League, and Bridge Ministries. You guys are out there doing the hard work, and that's really important in our community. So thank you for what you all do. We will put all the information in the show notes for this podcast. And again, if anybody has other topics they want to explore for Jefferson County, things you want to know about, you can always email me. My email address is hayesh@jccal.org. And thanks for joining us today on the podcast for the people.